So I do it in New York, and there's no dress. I was in the Knitting Factory. There's no dress room, so I'm up in the men's room. Kind of, I was like sort of in the urinal, or not the urinal, but the I was in the urinal, right, watching them. I played every toilet in that fucking city. And I was in the stall, you know, so I was in there, had a towel, and I was, and there's a guy out there pissing, and he goes, hey, he was high. He goes, that's a good song about sorting the dead guy. I said, thanks, man, appreciate it, you know. He goes, I never snorted a dead guy. And I'm like, hey, you're not alone, probably, you know? Right? This is true. I swear to God, this is true. This is the shit. It's a real moment number four. He goes, smoked a dead guy once. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, totally. He goes, a friend of mine died of AIDS. He goes, and we cremated him. And we waited like about 8 years to spread the ashes. So we got all the friends together. We used to hang out and shit. And we spread the ashes. And he goes, I did it. He goes, I took it, you know, took the urn and just put it out with my hand. I said, cool. And he says, and I was with another friend of mine, and my friend, we were smoking a joint afterwards. And he goes, I can't believe you touched the ashes, man. He had AIDS. I said, what are you fucking talking about, man? He's dead, died 8 years ago. We cremated him. What in the fuck are you talking about? You're smoking him, he said to his friend. He goes, you're kidding me, because I put a little bit of ashes in the joint. This is true. I go, what did he do? He goes, nothing. He kept on smoking it. So I thought that was interesting. So then, now wait, I didn't say it was going to be funny. I'm just telling you what happened. So I told this. Sure enough, another guy. This is like on this last little Midwest tour I just did. Guy goes, you know, I never snorted one or smoked one. He goes, but I wore a dead guy once. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. He was in the Navy, had his whites on, out to sea. Wind came back, had the ashes all over him all day. Right. So now I've had three incidents with dead people smoking, snorting, wearing. If you've had sex, now's the time. Raise your fuck. Go ahead. We're all friends here. Fuck it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. I blew a chimp once. Go ahead. Come on.
Right, right, man.
That's it. When you were young, did you ever do that when you're smoking pot with your friends and shit? And it's like your confession. Huh? Well, I was going to segue into it, but thank you. It's nice of you that we had it. How do you know? You've been around. You've been listening to my, right. Well, here's the thing. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. When you're young, you know what it is. It's the coffee. Fuck it. And also what I like to do, I don't know about you guys, but I put in some nicotine patches, like 15 or 16, under my clothes, right? And then chew the nicotine gum, right? And then fucking light a Marlboro, right? Or if I go to France, one of them Serge Gainsbourg Gitanis, you know, smoke one of those. I am fucking blasted for a week. Well, anyway, when you're young and you're smoking pot with your friends and shit and you're confessing stuff, you know, like, oh, I sold $20 out of my mother's wallet, oh, and, you know. And then I did some shit, I blamed it on my brother, oh. And then it gets to you and you say, yeah, I blew a chimp once, you know. And you look up and they're giving you that look, you know, that look like, and you know you can't get out of it. You know, you can't back up like, well, he was a good-looking chimp, he was a lonely chimp, you know. Where you go with that, you know? So, yes, I do have a joke, actually. That deals with sex with let me preface this also by saying that I keep looking in here like it's something like some kind of lacquer. That's what I do. I like to get an espresso and then boil it down so it's like a caffeine crack and just spread it like a paste on a benzidine cracker and I'm ready for the gig. Well, anyway, am I riffing? Yeah, I'm riffing. What the fuck? So, I should preface this by saying that it requires using a specific racial group at the end, but I have a friend who is of this racial group, and I called him up, and I don't tell jokes on stage anymore, but somebody told me this. I write them. I don't tell, you know, like the old days, I used to tell jokes, but then I started writing my own stuff. Well, anyway, because shit happens to me. I don't really write anything. It's fucking just, I'm like a magnet. I'm Velcro for like, I'm a weirdo. And then they come up to me, and it's like, I blew a dead guy. Great, you know, great. Why? Pick a number, fuckhead. The number 39. He blew a dead guy. How about you? What'd you do with a dead? You rode one in your car with a dead guy. Great. Okay, you've got a dead guy in your pocket right now. Excellent, okay. I mean, I'm going to have dinner tonight with a dead guy. That's great, you know. Get behind him. He blew the guy, so you're not as good as him. I play piano with a dead guy. It's in my act. That's great, you know. So anyway, so I have a friend that is of this racial group. So I said, call him up. I said, hey, is this in any way derogatory? He said, no, it's not, you know. So if anybody's got problems with it, fuck you. Okay. So here it is. It's a supernatural, like a clairvoyant conference. 1,000 people. People love that stuff. Ghosts and ESP and all that kind of stuff. Art Bell, American Coast to Coast. I listen to it all the time. I'm like glue. And you know it's like.
One time, Art, I was just walking down the street, and then next thing I knew, it was 6 months later, and I knew that I had been abducted, and my liver was gone. And And so,
And then Art is, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, you're a fucking lunatic, but Art's got to keep the show. Really? Anyway, so there's 1,000 people, and the lecturer comes right out, and he says, anybody that's had an experience with a ghost, please stand up. So 100 people stand up. And he says, okay. He says, anybody that's ever talked to a ghost, remain standing. The other 50 remain standing. He says, okay. Anybody that's ever been touched by a ghost, remain standing. The other sit down. 25 remain standing. He says, okay, here we go. He says, here's the big one. Anybody that's had sex with a ghost, remain standing. One little Indian man in the back. And the lecturer's like, this is great. What a great way to start. You've had sex with a ghost? He says, ghost? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said goat. That was great. Whoa! Somebody, like, got offended by that. Right? That's, stinky cunts? We take that shit. No problem there. Blowing a chimp? No problem. Smoking a dead guy? Yeah. Goat, huh? No. Fuck out of here with that one.